This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Happy Halloween. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm on a highway to hell. That's where we're heading to Club Fugazi today, right after the show. Super excited. It's our live Halloween secret show.
Yay!
Very, very exciting. You needed tickets to get in, but you will be able to hear it in the next couple of days. Well, depending on when Bryn's baby comes, he'll get that thing edited and put up pretty soon. It's so fun to be at a live secret show. If you didn't get into this one, don't worry. We do them all the time, so maybe you'll get into the next one. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Aladdin. Right now, caller number 9, starting with caller number 9, because this is a trivia-based thing. So we'll start with caller number 9. The first person to get the trivia question right is going to win tickets to see the hit Broadway musical Disney's Aladdin tomorrow night at the SHN Orpheum Theater in San Francisco. You have to answer the Aladdin trivia question correctly. What are you using for the question, you said?
We're going to go with, what city did Sarah see the hit Broadway musical Aladdin? What city did Sarah see the hit Broadway musical Aladdin?
I'm going...
Don't guess. 800-400, you know. 800-400-3697.
I'm going to Aladdin this weekend.
Oh, when are you going? Oh, this my weekend. God. How exciting.
We thought you were going to guess.
I'm going, don't guess me.
No, I'm going to see Aladdin.
Oh, when are you going?
This Saturday.
Oh, how exciting. Are you seeing a matinee or taking her at night?
Absolutely a matinee.
Oh, yeah. My God. So fun.
Yep.
She is going to love it.
I know. I can't wait.
Does she know she's going?
No, because we've got today's Halloween. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Yep.
And your mom's here.
And my mom's here.
Is your mom going to Aladdin too?
No.
Oh.
My mom will be going home before that.
Oh. Is this like for her birthday? Mm-hmm. Like we're taking you to Aladdin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Yes, darling.
Oh, do we have someone who
we
knows
sure
me?
Do. Her right. name is Annette, and she is on line 4.
Annette, where did I go to see Aladdin?
You went to my hometown, Chicago.
Oh, yes! Chicago. Congratulations. You have won tickets for tomorrow night's show at the SHN Orpheum. I loved the show. It's so charming. It's everything you want in a stage show, and it's totally Disney. It's just done so well.
Oh, that's great. My daughter's going to love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, happy Halloween to you. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Get all her info there, Hooman. SHN Orpheum Theater. It's running through January 7th. It starts tomorrow night and runs through January 7th. And you can go to shnsf.com for tickets. Grant someone's holiday wish this season with tickets to see Aladdin.
I'll see all of you out there on Saturday. I think it's the 2 o'clock show.
All right. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm going to start with, I thought I was going to start with the Stranger Things kid, but I'll get to that in 1 second. Yuzi just handed me the second person to come forward with allegations about misbehavior on the part of Kevin Spacey.
Although that other woman, don't forget that anchor came out 2 weeks ago.
About Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember I said she is saying that he
a family
was,
member.
Yes.
Right. Okay. You're right. So this will be the third person with some allegations. Tony Montana is the guy's name. They're saying director, filmmaker and director Tony Montana. Is he anything we would know about?
That's Tony Montana.
Yeah, I don't know. Tony Montana. So he was editing a documentary at an L.A. hotspot called the Coronet Pub in 03. So does that mean he was taking a break from editing the documentary or he was there with his laptop editing it in the bar? I don't know. He says, here's a Montana story. I went up to order a drink and Kevin came up to me and put his arm around me. He was telling me, come with him. Let's leave this bar. He put his hand on my crotch forcefully and grabbed my whole package. Montana claimed that he seemed intoxicated and said to him, when he grabbed him by the crotch, he said, "This designates ownership. Like, I own this."
So is Tony Montana, is he underaged?
No, Tony is a grown man.
Oh.
He's a, I don't know how old he was when this happened 15 years ago or...
I don't know these over.
So is Tony's story just to say this guy shows really reckless behavior?
Right.
Because it's a bad hit for sure, but it seems like Tony could just say, "Back off, punk."
Yeah.
The next thing that happens is I punch your face.
So he says, "I put my hand down and turned his thumb back to get his hand off my crotch."
There you go, Tony.
"I paid for my drink and got away from him, but it didn't end there." He said, "Spacey followed him when he went to the restroom. I backed him out of the door and I pushed him. One of his friends was in line and I said, 'It's time to take your boy home.'" And they ended up leaving, all of them. He says, though, he's saying he was in his 30s at the time of the incident. "He never saw Spacey again. I never talked to anyone about it except for therapists. I had PTSD for 6 months afterward. It was an emasculating thing for someone to do to me. Whenever I went to the bar, I would see if he was there or have my back up against the wall." And after reading Rapp's story, he chose to come forward to Radar. "This wasn't something people were talking about openly. It still feels awkward. I still feel what I felt then. I put it to the back of my mind until I saw him come forward. When you're trying to accomplish something in the industry, you have things that inspire you, that can help move you forward. You have setbacks and haunted experiences. No matter what happens, you have to keep going." So that's what Tony Montana is alleging today. And while I know what you mean about just, you know, push, you know, a grown man push somebody off, it's, you know, if that had happened to a woman, someone grabs you like that, it's horrifying. You don't feel in control of your own body, and it's a total violation.
No, I absolutely believe at the core of all of this is keep your hands to yourself, leave people
Amen.
Alone, give them the space they deserve, mm-hmm. for sure, absolutely. In every scenario, not at just in bars, but at, in the workplace and everywhere
in
else.
In the world.
All around
keep
the world.
Keep your hands to yourself. That's a good rule. That should be the new golden rule.
I keep my hands to myself.
Right. So I get it. But it does seem like, you know, that's not the same as Rap. Rap's 14.
Oh, no. Agreed. Horrible. And they were alone together. At least this was in a bar where he could be like, "Help me!" The Stranger Things kid.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Heaton. He plays Jonathan Byers on the show. He's the older brother, the kind of emo guy. He was the photographer in the first season.
Right.
He has confirmed he was turned away from the U.S. at the airport. This came after his mother said that her son had gotten cocaine on his wallet at a party or at a bar or someplace that he was out at. He says, let's see, this is his statement. He's working to rectify the situation, which is said to have occurred after sniffer dogs detected the cocaine on his person a week ago as he was trying to come in for the Hollywood premiere of the second season. He said, "My plan traveled to the U.S. And by the way, although he plays an American on the show, he's a British dude. "My plan traveled to the U.S. last week was affected by an issue at U.S. immigration, and I'm working to rectify it as soon as possible." He's 23 years old. "I do want to clarify I was not arrested or charged with a crime and cooperated fully with the U.S. officials at LAX. Following the detection... He was questioned for a long period of time. I think they were saying 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I don't see it here. But, yeah, so he was detained and questioned and then was sent back to England on a return flight. Was unable to attend the premiere for the second season of Stranger Things. "I'm sorry to all the fans and my Stranger Things family for missing the premiere. We are all so proud of this season, and I would never want this story to negatively impact the show." His mom...
3 hours of questioning only to be turned away.
I know. Actually, I'm not seeing the time here. Yeah, 3 hours. Wasn't allowed to call anyone or ask for a lawyer. So his mother, Heaton's mother and sister, previously said a small amount of cocaine found its way onto his wallet at a party 2 weeks earlier, at a bar or at a shop without his knowledge. She also had said it could have been off of a paper bill, like a dollar bill, a pound note.
So mom knows for a fact he would never do cocaine.
Yes. Oh, he'd never do that.
Right.
It was also revealed as people started to look into this Charlie Heaton kid who we sort of accepted him as a member of the cast of Stranger Things. And now we know he has a secret love child with his ex-girlfriend Akiko Matsuura, who fell pregnant in... I love that.
She fell pregnant. She fell on it.
In May of 2014 while they were in a rock band, Komenichi.
Okay.
Named after Nadia Komenichi. They were in a rock band called Komenichi together. I guess he's a rocker dude. The family
fell pregnant.
I know. She fell pregnant in 2014.
How'd that happen, I wonder?
I don't know. She fell into it. His family says he's never done drugs in the past and was not under the influence at the time he was stopped at the LA airport. He has undergone tests, according to the family, including a hair and urine sample, which have all come back clear.
Wait a minute. Already the hair sample came back clear.
I thought that took forever to get a hair sample done. Yeah. I know. And they're now hoping the misunderstanding blows over sooner rather than later and allows him to continue to film the show.
Right.
I mean, I don't know when they plan to film episode.
And Akiko got pregnant by sitting on a dirty couch, right?
Yes, apparently.
He'd been with himself prior to her coming over to Netflix and
things
chill.
Things get passed around.
And, you know.
The family is criticizing how Charlie was treated by U.S. officials, saying he was interrogated for 3 hours, wasn't allowed to call anyone or ask for a lawyer. And they blamed his treatment on his TV star status and claim he was used as a target.
All right.
His mother, Michelle Lowe, who I don't know if this is a glamour shot or if this is like a
glamour shot,
you know, or maybe she's an actress, too. She's 50 now.
This is the mother.
The one on the left is the mom. I think the one on the right is his sister.
All right.
Michelle Lowe is his mom. She says, "Oh, that rubbish. It's completely fabricated. I know that, but it's all I'm allowed to say on it. He's never done drugs in the past. It's completely made up. That's what papers do. I'm not his agent. I'm just his mom, so I can't really say too much.
Whatever.
He's sort of between here, London, and America. It would be awful if he wasn't allowed back to America to film, but I don't see it shouldn't be. He's proven his innocence, what with the hair testing and everything. It could happen to any of us. You go to a bar or a party. It's just unfortunate."
Somebody ripped the mic from her, and let's move on. God, he didn't commit a major crime. It's
no big deal.
It could
have come from anywhere. Okay. He wasn't carrying drugs. He wasn't high. He's had tests. They've come back clear.
Right.
He said it could be that he was at a shop. It could be on a note.
Yeah, people always misplace their coke.
Yeah.
You know, I accidentally put my coke in that guy's wallet. Whoops.
You know, I have heard that there's like not a $20 bill in circulation that doesn't have trace cocaine on it.
Yeah.
So if it, I mean.
That's not it.
Would a dog just stop for everyone if you've got a 20 in your wallet?
You know, like, what's funny about
this.
What you're doing right now,
what's
is
that?
Everything that mom put out there is to create what you have going on in your head. Like, maybe he was framed.
Oh, he was framed, Vincent. He's a good boy and he's an actor.
Whatever.
You leave your things to the side. You're having a drink. Someone's cocaine gets in your chocolate.
It's the weirdest thing to me because I'm so removed from drugs and partying lifestyle. But I know people who still, every now and then, are like, "Yeah, I was at a party and we did a bunch of coke." What? But it is still a recreational drug for some people. They still do that.
He didn't know anything about it. He went to the airport to fly. They checked. And he's racking his brain about how this could have happened.
Right.
He hasn't done anything. He wasn't carrying anything. He's had tests that came back clean, absolutely clean. A hair sample can last up to 5 months. So that proves he hasn't taken anything.
Uh-huh.
It'll be fine because he hasn't done anything.
Right.
It'll be fine. Here's the picture of the... Charlie became a dad when he was just 20. This is him and his band, Comanichi.
I wasn't worried, but I'm starting to worry now.
About what?
Well, that he's...
He's not!
The next time this guy makes the news, it'll be rehab. He's off to rehab!
Right.
Turns out it was a much bigger problem than mom knew.
Oh, it wasn't! He's being framed! They tested his hair!
He's going in for dehydration.
Yeah, he needs to drink more water. Everyone knows you have to drink a lot. When you're on planes all the time, you get dried out. Let's talk about Star Wars.
What? I finally saw the ad for it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. It looks cool.
Mark Hamill's in the news today.
What'd he do? Did he grab someone?
Bindle of coke in his wallet.
Meow. Grabbed her by the meow. What'd he do?
He's pretending he didn't go running back to the set of Star Wars when they finally called him.
Oh,
that's
right.
What he's doing.
This is the guy that was ripping
cigarettes
butts
out of trash cans 2 years ago.
Well, he's the voice of the Joker in the Batman animated series. Like, he gets work.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's probably.
Clearly not. Money. Doesn't know how to budget himself.
Yeah. So, according to the story, I mean, you'd think he would get offered this part in the new Star Wars trilogy and just knock his grandmother out of the way to get to the set. Like, please, I'm here and yeah. I'm ready. He says no. He said that he wasn't even sure he wanted to do it. He said, I was just really scared. I thought, why mess with it? The idea of catching lightning in a bottle twice was ridiculously remote. I thought, no one wants to see the 50, 60, 70-year-old versions of us running around, bumping heads on the Death Star. It's sad. And he thought he had an out. He thought, Harrison Ford won't do this, so I'll be able to say no, too. Because he would have said no if Harrison...
Right. Yeah, I read that, too. Harrison Ford convinced him.
He said Harrison Ford, he figured he'd turn him down because he's too old and too rich and too cranky. And if Harrison said no, I could, too. But Harrison did agree to do it, so Mark was stuck, Vinny. He had to do it. Can you imagine if I was the only one to say no? I'd be the most hated man in nerddom. And he had no ally in Carrie because she knocked her grandmother over to get to the set. Yes, I'll do it.
Do you think he's going to survive this next episode?
Well, let's hope so.
All right. Seems like a trend now. Everyone's killing off everybody ever since Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be brutal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope he does. I mean, I'd love to see more of Mark Hamill. Kylo Ren, or I should say, not Kylo Ren, but the guy who plays
Adam Driver.
Kylo Ren, Adam Driver. He may have dropped a spoiler.
What'd he say?
Well,
say it.
Let me tell you a little bit about the story first. He was talking about the evolution of Kylo Ren with GQ magazine and how it relates to Rey, because Rey clearly has a history. Like, she was right. She was like a little girl that they hid away, and then I can't remember the total backstory, but like the Empire shows up and kills the dad, and he hides her, and then she goes and stays with Forrest Whitaker somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all this?
Mm-hmm.
So she is somebody.
Yeah,
and this is spoiler alert, when Adam Driver referred to her, he was talking about, like, we'll have to find out about this princess's backstory. He called her princess.
Oh.
So, who's kid well, there's, do we think she
so
is?
So there's a
Mark
rumor.
Hamill's?
No, there's a rumor that, so in the cartoons, nobody
uh-oh.
Watches
here
the cartoons.
We go. Here we go, nerddom.
But Obi-Wan Kenobi has a crush on this princess from this other world. And they insinuate that they have this love affair. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter from this this queen of this planet.
Isn't she a little young to be Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter?
Yep.
Like, Obi-Wan would be 120 at this point.
Yep. Couldn't be.
That's a good guess, but I think she's too young. But
well,
I guess we'll find out.
I feel like for her to have these badass powers, she's got to be the kid of a Jedi.
I agree.
Couldn't she be
Luke's kid?
Right.
Right.
But who's Luke tapping?
Some
Which
random.
Princess? I thought he's like, he seems curmudgeon-y. I don't think it's Luke. You think this is Luke's kid?
I don't know whose kid it is.
Well, I'm just going
to
wait and let him tell
who's
me.
Hiding her?
Doesn't matter.
Who hit her?
I don't know. That dude. That dude and that lady. Who
the scientist, right? He's the scientist or the engineer.
I can't remember what he
Yeah, he was the guy who designed that whole thing, and they needed him to come back and fix it.
Oh, that's right.
And he put in
the thing that allowed them to...
Right. Didn't he?
Yes. I think so.
That's from the last movie.
Oh, that's
movie.
From Rogue One?
Yeah, it's from Rogue One. You're getting
oh, my God,
up.
I am getting them mixed up. Yeah. I'm talking about the other girls, Baxter.
Yeah,
God,
you guys are
completely, really confusing
you're on the
me.
Wrong movie.
So Rey's just a random chick that was on, like, a Tatooine-style planet.
Her
dad
is just the engineer. Yeah, you got the stories completely. I don't know what you two, Sarah and Vinny, are talking about.
Get we don't know what we're talking about. Nerddom's going crazy. I am getting them mixed up. Totally mixed up.
Oh my
All right,
God.
So she randomly appears.
So she could be Luke's daughter.
She could.
No, Obi-Wan, we're saying. I'm saying Obi-Wan.
No, he's too old.
I know you keep saying that, but then again, you guys got the movies completely wrong.
But he was, but he
completely wrong.
Died before they...
Oh, now you just spoiled it for somebody.
No, that was in the first trilogy. It came out in 1980, for God's sake. All right, anyway, did Adam Driver drop a spoiler? Who knows? Probably. I want to end with this. Jimmy Kimmel, he does a late night talk show. sure you're familiar. He is taking this week off. He was supposed to, his kid Billy was born with a heart defect 6 months ago or so. He had an operation right after he was born, and he was supposed to get another operation this week, and the family was going to hunker down. The whole family has colds, so they have to postpone the,
thing.
So they're all sick. So he's still taking the week off because he's just like, forget it. It's already scheduled. We booked all these guest hosts. So last night, Shaq hosted. Tonight, Dave Grohl is hosting.
I love Dave
Might
Grohl.
Be worth a look. Maybe we'll listen to a little of that tomorrow, see how he does. Let's see. Alice Cooper's performing tonight. Channing Tatum's hosting tomorrow night. And on Thursday, Jennifer Lawrence will host.
Oh, cool. Yeah. She's fun.
Yeah. So it should be an interesting week for Jimmy Fallon fans. Sorry, Jimmy Kimmel fans. One of the Jimmys from Late Night. And that's it. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
More Halloween stuff and a food story to begin with after these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Halloween. This part of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. We threw something special up, didn't we?
We did. A video we made a few years ago about us all dreaming of killing Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's called Kill Vinny.
Yeah.
Or something.
It is. Kill Vinny. Yeah. Yeah, remember that, Vinny?
I remember Hooman's understated acting. Do your Hooman impersonation again, Bryn?
No, I got to pull it up.
Just do it.
Look at him.
Wow.
He was going off, off the air.
I didn't realize he had such a good Hooman impersonation. That was
amazing.
As
soon as his buddy might hear him.
Wow.
It gets all quiet. I don't know. What do you mean?
Oh.
Oh, God. All right, I got it.
Oh, that's
are you dead?
He just died. That's only one of the ways we kill him.
Oh, look, Marcus is in that.
You can see it at RadioAlice.com, but also we posted it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah,
so it's easy to find.
Yeah,
take a moment.
I put it on my Facebook yesterday. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, I should do that too.
I perform my own stunts in that. I'm very proud of those stunts.
You went bananas. I seem to recall lighting rigs getting knocked over.
I went over the couch a couple times.
Yeah. That's right.
Strong.
So find it at RadioAlice.com or on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's a nice
or
Halloween video.
It is. It's cute.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website, please. All the time.
Yes,
thank
please.
You.
Thank you.
We begin with Jimmy Garoppolo. The Niners made a trade to get a new quarterback. We traded a second-round pick to New England to get Tom Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Boy, the Pats should have held out for that first-round pick.
I feel nervous dealing with the Pats at all. They seem to be always winning.
The Niners
winning
are going to get the first pick.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying they should have traded that.
Well, that's many years speculating that there must... Well, actually, I'm the one speculating there must not be a quarterback worth drafting in the next class because why wouldn't you just wait? But whatever.
Well,
hopefully, Jimmy ends up being the guy. That'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful.
It would be. And he looks pretty good. And, you know, we could certainly use a good quarterback.
I hope that's the case. I hope he doesn't just look good because he's there at New England. There are examples of that. Matt Castle's one of them. Who came out of New England and then just tubed.
The team makes you look good.
Right. Anyway, the World Series continues tonight in LA. Game 6, 5:15. It's a must win for the Dodgers. Go Astros. Sorry, I got the wrong page. Sarah?
Yara.
Let's just say you and I are out on a date.
Okay, Vinny, let's just say that.
Here we are. We're out on a date.
Are we holding hands?
We're not.
Are we in
a
car?
We're not.
Where are we going? What are we doing? Where are you taking me? What's happening here?
Slow down.
All right. I'm going to take it easy.
We go to get some pizza.
All right.
And I take it upon myself to order for us. And I say, we'll have a pizza with strawberries, please.
Strawberries, huh?
A pizza. We're going to go medium pizza with strawberries.
I'm the right person to be on this date with because I'd be like, all right, I'll try that.
Get out of here.
Listen, I never would have thought I'd like pineapple on pizza, and I do.
And that's the example people are using exactly of pineapple works. Yeah.
Why wouldn't strawberries?
I guess there was a photo tweeted out online of someone ordering pizza with strawberries. It's gone viral.
Right.
Most people are against the strawberry pizza, but many are bringing the pineapple up as an example of why it could work.
Right. And what are people saying about the taste of it?
I don't have a definitive yes or no. I just was curious how you would respond.
Well, my mouth's watering. Yeah.
My response is absolutely not.
Do you like pineapple on pizza? Are you okay with it?
You know what? Do I like pineapple on pizza? Sure, I'll eat a pineapple on pizza slice.
If that's all that's available.
But I would take cheese with a little salt or a little crushed pepper or even Tabasco on it before any of those.
Right. Plain cheese. That's so funny. We would do well on a date.
Because
we can pick all the strawberries off if we don't like them,
Vinny. And then just eat plain cheese pizza.
Just plain cheese pizza. Why are you going to mess with it?
Yeah,
A little salt.
So, a guy in Marlboro, Vermont.
Oh, our date's over? That's it?
Well.
No kiss goodnight? No drop off at the door?
Well,
we just stuff our faces? I wanted to hear what else happens on the date. It just ends at dinner?
You have to sign a contract not to watch this TV show.
I'll sign it.
Sarah, if we're both on a date at this age, don't we do it at the end of the date? I mean, are we really at this age?
Oh, is that so we don't even have to
drop off?
You're telling me at this age, we eat pizza. You don't seem to understand. You're going to have to do me before we eat the pizza. I'm going to bed after we eat the pizza. I can't be doing that on a full stomach, Vinny. My acid reflux.
Let me ask a question of the people in their 40s.
All right.
I know that, you know.
The young folk.
You do it on the first date, right? I mean, if it goes really well, you do it, don't you?
I don't.
Well, you're an exception to every rule.
I've done it plenty of times on the first date.
But I mean now, let's say you're single again.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be 40. She can be 20.
And it goes well, you do it, right?
Sure. But I'm a slut, so.
Yeah.
The truth!
You don't?
I really don't know. It's hard to put myself into that situation.
Yeah. Let me ask you
if
this.
Me
are
you
playing?
Like, but we work together. I don't know. This seems wrong.
For Christ's sakes. Never mind. Get out.
Get out. See you at work tomorrow. It's 7:30. I gotta go home and go to bed. Great date. Let's do it again. Sometime.
You're not like looking at this person and thinking, well, I don't want him to think anything, so I'll hold out. Like at this age, aren't you?
Well, and what, am I just going to bang anybody? I mean, don't
no.
I have to have some kind
no,
of connection with
him?
No,
but if we had a great time and I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Woohoo.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't care what he thinks.
Yeah.
What?
Never going to see him again.
All right. Anyway, yes, that's the end of the date conversation. A guy in Marlboro, Vermont woke up around 3:30 a.m. on Sunday and heard some noises in his spare room.
Uh-oh.
When he went to check it out, he found a random clown had broken into his house and was asleep.
Oh, how horrifying. I mean, you kill him. You kill the clown right there. You're like, thank God he's asleep.
You bludgeon the clown to death right there.
He's in your house. It's the middle of the night. He's a clown.
The guy called 911 and the cops came and arrested the clown. Turned out to be a 43-year-old guy named Sean Barber. He also happened to have cocaine on him and was arrested for unlawful trespassing and cocaine possession.
How did he fall asleep with cocaine on him?
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know. I guess it'd been a long... Who knows what kind of
binge,
run he was
right.
on, yeah.
Jeez.
That is scary, though.
That's super
scary.
You don't
want people in your house.
Yeah. No. Let alone a clown, for God's sake.
I'd wonder what that dude's story is.
And I just finished it, too.
You know what? I can't print from here right now, but Brent, if you pull up the Wise Brothers and the Stupid Criminals, you'll see this guy looks like a broke-down clown.
Oh. Well, he has been on a 3-day coke binge.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm assuming. He's a broke down. Like what is all his makeup rubbed off?
Pretty much.
Let's have a look at this guy. Oh, he's a sad clown.
Yeah, he's not really scary, is he?
Yeah, the only white makeup that's left on him is just sort of caked around his mustache and mouth. And he looks like your English teacher in 9th grade. Like, he's so...
Yeah.
Oh, that actually makes me really sad.
That's why
that
he didn't get bludgeoned, though, because he doesn't look scary.
No. Doesn't even really look like a clown, just a guy who picked his outfit out of a trash bag.
A 52-year-old guy named Andre Young walked into a gas station near Cincinnati on Monday and pretended he wanted to buy one can of Milwaukee's Best. He put it up on the counter, and then he pulled out a box cutter and said, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way." It turned out, though, that he was the one who was about to find out how hard it was going to go.
Oh.
The cashier looks like he's in his 20s or 30s. And when Andre tried to hop the counter, he ran out from behind the register and immediately started throwing punches and knocked Andre out cold.
Oh.
In fact, Andre was still out cold when the cops got there.
Oh, my goodness.
So
he did it the hard way.
We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way really backfired on him. Yeah. He's now one of those videos you watch on Facebook. You ever see those?
Yes.
I watch those all the time.
So there's surveillance footage of this?
Oh, I'm sure. That's fantastic. You've seen them, right? Where the guy pulls out a knife and the guy behind the register pulls out a samurai sword.
Right.
And goes, really? And chases him out. I love those videos.
I love that the guy, you know, that Anton, he's the robber, right?
Andre.
He was hopping the counter. Like, I always think, man, that's a move. Because if you don't pull that right then,
right,
you know, then there you are kind of trying to scrabble over the, you look like an idiot.
Andre was still lying on the ground when the cops got there. When he showed up in court on Tuesday, he had crutches and a black eye.
Oh, boy, this guy really worked him over.
He's facing charges for robbery and assault. Turns out he has 5 other robbery convictions.
Oh.
Including one for holding up the same gas station back in 05. So he's just made a career of this robbing stuff.
He might actually be this.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
he really took it.
He got his eyeball
that
kicked.
Eye is shut.
That is like the best makeup job I've ever seen. That's fantastic.
That's what you get.
The hotline's ringing, you guys.
Okay.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent. Boy, we're not gonna miss you at all.
I changed banks pulling up something else. Never mind. Cares.
When's that baby coming?
Any minute.
Any second.
So, yeah, what's the update from home? Are the contractions getting closer together? Or?
No update. I think she finally fell asleep because I asked her and she didn't respond. So.
Oh.
But she's been up all night.
Yeah, pacing.
At 4 in the morning when I left, she was just.
So she's still at home. She hasn't gone to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But the water hasn't broken, and she's just laboring away.
Yeah, contractions every few minutes.
Do you feel kind of guilty being here having fun while she's at home? Like,
no, I asked her. I mean, I said, do you think we should, you know, go to the hospital? Do you want to call him? She's like, it's fine. Just go to work. I'll call you if I need
she's
you.
She's so.
So I said, okay.
Calm.
She is calm.
That's nice.
Super chill.
That's good.
So I'll get a phone call. If anything goes down, I'll let you know.
But the water breaking is the key thing. Is that why I was told I couldn't come to work because the water had broken?
Well, then it's happening for sure. Okay. But sometimes they have to break your water for you at the hospital.
Oh.
It doesn't always, it's not always the first sign.
All right.
Sometimes you're just laboring away.
How do they do that?
I think they reach in there with a crochet hook and pull
like
it.
Like fingernail it?
Yes. Huh. A pin.
What do they call that, Hooman? Strip the membrane?
He's not here.
He's not
oh,
here.
Bummer.
He left?
He went to meet our guest.
Oh.
He asked me a few weeks ago.
The makeup artist.
Yes.
All right.
Like, hey, man, are they going to strip the membrane? Like, what are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Did she pass the mucus plug yet?
I don't know.
This is a fast fact, everyone.
Okay, back to the fast fact. All right. Fast fact.
Amtrak started in 1971 and has lost money all 46 years it's been in existence.
It only started in 1971?
It survives mainly on a $1 billion government subsidy.
Mm. Wow.
How the hell? Does that make sense to anybody?
Has anybody ever taken Amtrak?
I have.
I used
Absolutely.
To take it all the time as a kid.
Is Amtrak the one that will take you out to Tahoe? I took the train to Tahoe one time.
Yeah.
If you took a train, I'm pretty sure that's the train.
It took 9 hours. Uh-huh. There were all these delays. That's... I was like, well, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, I think if you take a train, other than, you know, Caltrain for commuting or whatever,
it's
if you
Amtrak.
Take a train, it's Amtrak.
Huh. We used to take it, we'd have to take a bus to Oakland and then catch it from Oakland to Santa Barbara.
I think that's where just,
or
I
LA
it
catch it back and forth.
Funny. Yeah. Huh. They lose money, huh? That's too bad.
They survive on subsidy.
Trains, they're amazing.
How do you like that?
We should use them.
In 4 of the 5 movies nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 2011 Oscars, a character lost an arm. In 4 of the 5 movies nominated, a character lost an arm. 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. The 5th movie was The Social Network, where no one lost an arm, and it won.
Oh, how funny.
Huh.
All right, well, in Winter's Bone, I thought they got off his...
What'd you say? We couldn't hear that.
I thought it was just his hands. That is. Well, I guess that counts, though. I mean, you know.
Split lost hairs. Stuff, right.
Spoiler yeah. alert.
It's old. That's an old
Winter's
one.
Bone is a bleak movie, dude.
That's the only word for it.
Didn't you watch that with your dad?
First thing we ever
I did.
Saw.
We watched
Lawrence
it on Thanksgiving Day. My dad goes, "Hey, this looks good."
Jesus. It's about these meth addicts and Jennifer Lawrence.
Hillbilly meth addicts is what it's about.
Boy, what she has to do.
What she have to do?
Well,
you didn't watch
you
it.
Watch
You're
it.
The movie guy.
You should actually watch that movie.
I've never seen it. Well, what does she have to do?
You know, I was about to see it, and then Vinny kept talking about how everyone kept giving his dad dirty looks during the film for picking this film.
Like, Jesus, man, really?
Yeah.
And then
it's not like that. It's a bad movie. It is definitely interesting, and you're like, oh my god, it's crazy what this girl has to go through. So she's like, I don't know, 17 years old. Her mom is bananas, so she's sort of taking care of her younger sister, teaches her how to cook squirrel
stew. Is that
stew.
Is that the movie that broke Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
The first movie that I ever saw her in.
Yeah.
And then she has to prove that her dad. Spoiler alert. She has to prove that her dad is dead to get these meth dealers off of her trail so she can just live her life or so she can keep her house or something. So she has to go. She has to figure out where his body's been dumped. And then she has to go. She has to cut his hands off of his body to show to the dealers. And I think that she cuts one of them off. Like, and I think he's in the water, isn't he? Doesn't
well,
she
look,
go... if
he is in the water. You're right. How do you remember all this?
Because it was so horrifying. So she cuts off the one, and then the lady's like, honey, you're going to have to take the other one off of there, too. They're not going to believe you if you just give them one. Anybody can cut off a hand to keep the mob off of them. Like
then what
something
happens?
Like that, right? And then she goes back underwater and cuts the dude's other hand off, and then she's there with her dad's hands to give to the... It's a bleak movie.
Did it
then
work?
What happens?
Did it work?
Yeah, I guess it worked.
I must have started looking out the
her,
window at some point during this movie because I don't have a clear memory.
Maybe
of
you were
all
giving
that.
Your dad bad glares the whole time.
Could have been. Yeah. It was a really bad choice for a movie on Thanksgiving Day.
It wasn't like it's not warm and fuzzy.
No,
it's like
not a holiday picture.
That. It's like cold and barren.
Yuck.
Awful movie, but also really interesting and good.
How does it end? Does it have a happy ending? I know Vinny likes those.
Well, yeah, she proves that her dad's dead by giving the hands to the, you know, meth guys, and she wins. She gets to keep her tumble-down house with her crazy mom and her stupid sister that she's teaching how to make squirrel soup. So, yes, it's a happy ending.
For the record,
what?
Not the only one that likes a happy ending.
Oh, that wasn't directed at you, was it?
He just said, Vinny likes what happy ending. Yeah. I'm not the only one that likes a happy ending.
No.
No, everybody likes
a happy ending.
Right.
That's why Winter's Bone is so satisfying. Happy ending. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do other stuff.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.